It's a pole, I guess.
How the hell did it get here?
How should I know? Can you get your arms around it?
No, I can't get my arms around it. It's as big as a redwood.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Anyway, I'm not gonna touch that.
Why not?
Kind of phallic, don't you think? Lumpy. Might have diseases.
Well, it's just a pole. Of some sort.
Yeah, well. Goes into the ground here. But can you see the top?
No. Nope. It just kind of disappears into the clouds.
See what I mean? Could be a penis. Of some sort. You can't prove that it's not.
Oh, boy. I'm not even going to answer that.
It could swell into a head on top. The old fireman's hat of patriarchy, if you know what I mean.
Good grief.
Hello! What's up here, people?
That thing is up. I don't like it.
You don't like it? It's quite beautiful. I saw it from a great distance, and I felt that I absolutely had to see what it was up close.
Don't touch it.
Well, why not? Seems like a natural formation of some sort.
Just...
What does it feel like?
I thought it was stone, but it's definitely not stone.
Is it flesh?
No. At least not human flesh. Feels kind of supple and dry.
Like snakes?
Snakes are slimy.
That's a myth, actually.
Let me see. It's scalloped. The crenellations go quite deep.
You mean that it's knobby, right?
That's what I said.
Could you climb it?
I think. Yes, one could.
On a cold day in hell.
Interesting, very interesting.
So what are we going to do about this?
Do?
Shouldn't we call the authorities or something?
The pole authorities?
You know what I mean, the cops or somebody.
Whew, well, it's damn hot out here. Been walking for hours, it seems.
I got a cooler full of beer if anybody wants one.
Why, yes, don't mind if I do.
Here you go.
Thanks.
And how about a cold one for you?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Sure, then.
Coming up. Here you are.
Thank you.
Well, wanna sit in my cooler?
No, thanks. I'm fine standing.
No, well, what I meant to say is, you know, take a load off.
I'm fine.
Okay, I was just trying to be polite.
And I appreciate the thought.
I didn't mean anything unintended.
I know you didn't, all right? You seem like a good person.
Okay, then.
Tasty beer.
Thanks.
Hey!
Wow.
Hello there.
Howdy.
Hello.
Hi.
Here?
Sure, thanks. So that's what this thing is. I saw it from the road this morning, and I've been walking toward it all day.
What have you got in the backpack?
Huh? Ham sandwiches, mostly.
Why did you pack ham sandwiches all the way out here?
I like to be prepared. You know, you never can tell.
Have you got anything vegetarian?
Was I going to give everybody my food?
Oh, come on.
All right. I've got one cheese sandwich. It's not exactly vegan or anything.
I'm a lacto.
Me? I got a thing for pigs. Especially with mayonnaise.
I did bring enough for several meals. Several variations. Okay, here. Pass the sandwiches around.
Variations on what?
Sandwich variation.
Want another beer?
No, I'm still working on this one.
All right. I guess I would like to sit on the cooler.
Sure. Absolutely. But how about you? Do you want another beer before she sits down?
Oh, no, thanks.
Oh, that's better.
Ooh, this sandwich looks good.
I'm certainly hungrier than I thought I was.
Ooh. What the hell was that?
Sounded like it was nearby.
It sounded far away to me.
Mm-mm, no, it was near.
Well, I'm hungry, so I'm eating. Pretty damn good ham sandwiches.
Thanks. Show me your sandwich wrapper, will you?
Okay.
Variation 4. I put a little mustard in with the mayonnaise on that one.
Good with that pig.
Oh, please.
All right. We're lowering the chicken now.
It's incredibly annoying.
I know, but we've been through this.
It's incredibly annoying being stuck down here.
I thought we agreed not to talk about it. That we would talk about anything but that. Your pessimism is starting to grate on me, if you want to know the truth.
I could have taken the stairs.
Please, enough already.
There are stairs, aren't there?
Supposedly. I mean, isn't there some regulation?
We all could have taken the stairs. You, me, Jolene.
I'm a cat. I'm a cat eating a black canary.
She's getting worse.
Just leave her be and maybe she'll stay quiet.
Why didn't we take the stairs?
Because there was an elevator.
And now we're stuck.
We couldn't have known.
I had a premonition.
Well, I didn't.
I didn't either. Not really. Just my usual qualms. I had my doubts about going so deep underground, whether I was riding in an elevator or not. But I wanted to see the falls. I heard they were so pretty.
I saw them years ago when I was a kid. They light them up with colored spotlights. It's quite something. Down in the cave like that, the ceiling 100 feet above you, and all that falling water.
I wonder if they finally get us unstuck.
When?
When they finally get us unstuck, if we'll go up or down. If we go down, I'm taking the stairs back up to the surface, let me tell you. I don't care how hard a climb it is.
Food's here. Will you boost me up so I can get it?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah. Here.
Okay. All right, let me down now.
Chicken.
Hey, that's okay by me.
The same as last time. And the time before.
It's good for you. Maybe it's all they have.
Maybe it is. But we can't know that.
No, we can't.
You'd think they would realize we need a little variety of some sort.
Will you cut it out with a gloom? Here, Jolene, have some chicken.
When I was young, my mother fed me from her palps. She had a pocket in her belly like a kangaroo.
Sure, Jolene, hop, sure.
Hop, hop, hop. It was all sticky in there like glue. Then you could never fall out.
We have to get her out of here soon.
She's made it 2 days. I suppose she's not going to go any more around the bend.
What makes you think that?
Well, I don't know. I just...
Hello! Hello up there! Any news?
Yeah. We're still waiting for the lubricant to penetrate the mechanism.
Is there anything we can do?
Not a thing. Hang in there.
Jolene is really wigging out!
Sorry to hear that.
He's sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that, he is.
Now, I'm sure they're doing all they can.
You heard him. They're sitting around waiting for lubricant to penetrate.
We just have to have patience.
I wish I had your patience.
Well, they're feeding us. They must have something together, right? Somebody must know what he's doing up there.
One would think.
Hardly a day goes by when I don't think of my old roommate, Kelly. Oh, we had quite an affair, you know. But it only progressed to breast touching.
I wish she wouldn't talk about breasts.
I have to pee again.
All right. I'll give you a boost.
It's very frightening hanging over the side like that and peeing into that bottomless crack.
Well, it's too narrow to fall down.
Yes, but you can never hear the pee hit. It's like pissing into a void.
Are you ready? Here, put your foot in my hands.
Okay. Yeah. Here goes.
Got me?
I got you.
Well, hurry up and crawl onto the roof. I can't hold you up forever.
I have to admit that I don't like sandwiches in general, but yours are unusually good.
I try to take a scientific approach.
What do you mean?
I test them on people.
Test them?
Yeah. I'll make a batch of sandwiches, and half of them will be my old recipe, and the other half will have a new ingredient. Then I'll gauge reactions. I used to record it in a book, but I've been through the process so much that I can just remember now.
So,
So we're like your sandwich guinea pig.
Inadvertently, I guess.
I, for one, do not like being studied without my prior approval.
Well, if it's any comfort, your cheese sandwich isn't really part of the experiment.
Still.
Sunlight feels like lead out of here.
Oh, it's awfully hot.
And there's just that one bush over there. Then nothing else for as far as the eye can see.
I wonder if there are any animals.
I doubt it. Gotta be hard to make a living around here.
Creosote bush.
What's that?
That's what kind of bush it is.
Creosote? Like coal tar?
Yep, that's what they're called. I'm not sure why.
Wait a minute.
What?
What time is it?
Well, as soon as I swallow this bite, it's officially after lunchtime.
It's long past noon.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 4 or 5, but I guess there's no way to tell exactly.
That's right. Look at this. Not there. It's not there.
What?
It's shadow. The pole's shadow. There isn't one.
You're right.
That is goddamn weird.
I told you that pole was creepy. This just proves I was right.
You sure do like to prove things.
It's creepy and phallic.
What the hell?
It's,
Damn.
What's going on?
The ground is... Well, I think it's the ground. Something is moving.
Something?
Either the pole or the ground. It's hard to say without a reference point, you know.
It's the ground. It has to be the ground. We're moving around the pole.
Well, like I said, there isn't really a reference point. So...
Walk.
Huh?
Walk counterclockwise.
Well, you mean to my left?
When facing the pole?
No, that's clockwise.
Oh, right.
Come on, follow me. How about that?
Your beer cooler. It's turning the other way.
Clockwise.
It's making a complete circuit.
Here it comes again. If I stop and reach down... Whoa!
Be careful.
I can sit down and get a beer. Then wait for you folks to come back around to join me.
Don't you mean wait for yourself to come around and join us?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, start walking again so we don't have to yell.
All right. Oh, geez, I don't really want another beer after all.
Then don't open it. Just set it back in the cooler when it comes around again.
Good idea.
It feels like we're on an old-fashioned long-playing record.
Oh, I can't carry a tune to save my life. Oh, yeah, oh, I see what you mean.
A turntable, like we're walking around the LP label.
Or a gear.
Well, this gear we're in is pleasant enough. I only hope we don't shift to a higher one. I'm not in the best of shape. I'm afraid I wouldn't last long if I had to walk much faster than this. Are we going faster?
Hard to tell, but maybe.
Shouldn't we... I mean, what should we make of this?
It's really creepy.
Well, it's just odd. It's really goddamn odd. Here comes a cooler, and deposit one beer. There we go.
This pole is creepy and phallic.
Unusual, maybe.
Unprecedented.
Bizarre.
Okay, unique. But I mean, here we are, and, Oh, God, this is weird.
And here comes the cooler again. Do you think I can have another beer?
Oh, yeah, sure. Here it comes. Anybody else?
Me.
Oh, what the hell.
Ready, then. Grab.
There we go.
Me too.
Hey, I can't be the only one without a cold one. Here she comes, and got one.
You know, I don't usually go for spiritual or supernatural explanations, but there is that voodoo thing.
That voodoo? That you do so well?
Sure. They put up a pole, and the pole is a kind of antenna. And the god crosses the Atlantic from Africa and takes possession of one of the people sitting around the pole. Then everybody talks to the god like he or she or whatever was a person.
That hardly seems analogous to us at the moment.
I don't know. Sounds plausible.
That this is some kind of intergalactic voodoo pole?
I'd buy a ticket to see that.
Come on.
You got a better explanation?
That thing is creepy. Voodoo is not creepy.
Voodoo is not creepy?
It's got priestesses.
Who use poles?
Well, there is one problem. Does anybody feel possessed by a god?
No.
Nope.
Don't feel a thing myself.
Well, me either. Well, then.
I am feeling a little dizzy from all this walking, though.
I'm feeling a little tipsy, too. Must be the beard.
I really do think we've sped up slightly. Judging from my breath, we've been walking for a good while.
That's probably the explanation.
think it's that giant worm.
That giant worm?
I don't know what the hell its name is. Starts with a U, maybe?
I think I know what you mean, but the name is not ringing a bell.
The giant worm wound around the center of the world, and when Odin or whoever blows his horn, it uncoils, and that's, you know, that's the end.
The end of what?
That's all, folks.
You're imitating Porky Pig after eating a ham sandwich? For God's sake.
You know, this is actually kind of fun.
Speak for yourself.
I mean, walking around in circles like this. It isn't nearly so unsettling as I thought it would be. And since I'm a bit tired, I can just stop and have a little ride.
It's a change.
It doesn't seem to be doing us any real harm.
I don't like it.
What the heck? Maybe this thing really is just a pole. After all, it's the ground that's moving. Hello again. And goodbye. Here I come again.
Hey, you're making me a little dizzy, fella.
Maybe you should just stay with us.
All right. Ooh, that was a good rest. I'll keep walking along with you now.
I don't like this.
Well, maybe the thing to do is to have fun with it. I mean, we're moving and standing still at the same time. The perspective is, well, it's beautiful. The way the ground moves, the way the sky turns, it's grand. Awesome!
Yeah, well, I thought the sky was just fine the way it was before.
I don't believe I can take a piss right now.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, okay then. Come on down, will you?
Sure. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay then, there. But really, I think we're managing remarkably well.
Yeah, do you? I thought you had your doubts.
Keeping our humanity about us and all, I mean... I have to admit that all that's keeping me going is the thought of getting out of here.
Can we please change the subject?
Look, we've talked about everything else conceivable.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Hey! I've got news! Good news and bad news. The solvent is working, but there's a big storm hitting.
So what? We're underground!
It's knocked out the electricity up here.
How long until it's fixed?
We don't have an estimate.
You don't have an estimate?
No estimate is available.
My God.
This is uninsurable.
No, I guess it is, actually. We're enduring it.
Yes. You're right. At least so far. We have to keep that in mind. We've been able to endure it so far.
Hey.
What do you mean?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
No change.
No change?
No.
Well.
Jolene? Hmm? Do you want some of this chicken?
Chicken? Chicken again with the chicken? When my father hears about the chicken situation, he is going to visit the earth with such fury and rancor that there shall not be a single chicken that is not consigned to the everlasting weeping and gnashing of teeth, beaks, the fires of chicken hell, and chicken hell, it's always Thursday!
I guess she doesn't want any chicken.
She'll eat something eventually.
At least she has so far. Better save her a piece.
You know, if I try to walk back to the road, the ground is going to start moving faster and faster.
Oh, well, we'd better stay here then and keep walking around the pole.
Yeah, but I don't want it to get dark on me. Besides, this is a little... well, it's a little boring.
Everybody put their empties back in the cooler.
Okay.
One more turn and... there.
Here we go. The area is now policed, Sergeant Man.
Who did that? Was that you burping?
I wish I could do that.
It came from the pole, I think.
Ridiculous.
Definitely the pole. Definitely the pole.
I'm getting out of here.
I thought you liked it.
You what?
Now, you told us the sky was an awesome sight, unparalleled.
Yes, but like he just said, it may be getting dark. I really have to go back.
Hey, guy, don't panic. Don't panic. Panic won't help anything.
It was nice meeting you all. Now I'll just be going this way, I suppose. Damn. It's too damn fast. It's too damn fast.
Come on back here. You're scaring me, guy. Come back to the pole.
Yes, I'm coming back. Here I come. Whoa. You get just a few yards away and you're spinning so fast you can barely stand up.
Actually, you mean your angular momentum is too great to stand.
I'm not going to be able to keep this pace up for much longer. What I want to know is what in God's name we're going to do.
I really can't tell which way I came from. Does anybody remember?
You were here first.
What about you?
Well, all the landmarks are shifting, and there's not a whole hell of a lot of landmarks around here to begin with.
Except the pole.
And the bush.
I can't remember.
Can't remember what?
How I got here.
Well, what about you?
Yeah, well, that's a hell of a thing to ask a person.
This is a problem.
Is that thing moving?
What?
The pole! The goddamn pole! I mean, it's turning now, isn't it?
Look at the horizon.
I'll be damned. It's turning in the opposite direction from the world.
It is! It's turning the other way!
Oh, God. I wish I hadn't drank so many beers.
I knew this was bad. A bad thing.
It's getting faster. Definitely. In both directions. We'd better start jogging.
Oh, my. Oh, my. I suppose I can go a little farther. And maybe I'll get a second wind.
Hey! Hey, there goes my cooler tumbling off.
Damn, I'm starting to lose my footing.
Drop your pack.
But what about the rest of my sandwiches?
You're about to lose more than your sandwiches. Take it from me, you'll lose your footing. Do you remember how I almost fell?
Yeah. All right.
Oh, my God. There it goes, my pack.
Like a tumbleweed.
The pole is turning even faster than the ground.
I'm grabbing it. I'm grabbing the pole.
No! That's what it wants you to do.
That's what I'm going to do.
Don't give in to it.
I'm not going to argue with you about this. I touched it before and I was perfectly unharmed. It can be climbed. I'm sure of it. Look, those bumps will make excellent handholds. But I'm going to climb this goddamn pole if it's the last thing I do. Got it. Yikes!
Hey, you've got it! Now take your feet up off the ground. Pull them up.
What? Oh, all right. There. I'm on the pole.
Would you look at that?
He's got it, or it's got him.
He's hanging on. That doesn't look so hard to do.
Oh, hell. But it's turning faster. Or the ground, oh hell!
Run! Damn it! Faster!
I don't know how much longer I can keep running and lean into this damn spin at the same time. I'm about to slip!
This is wrong. So wrong. Everything about this is wrong.
Listen, guy! You have got to move up that pole!
What did you say? You're just whipping by me over and over again!
Make room for us to climb on!
What?
Move up! That goddamn pole!
Jolene's broken a spring somewhere in there, I'm afraid.
Well, you're right, but what can we do?
You're asking me? I thought you were the one with all the answers and soothing words. But it's a damn shame about Jolene. I guess I might have liked her if I'd met her in a normal situation.
Hello! Yes! We hear you! Has something changed?
Yes. I'm afraid I'm going to be called away until the electricity has been restored.
What do you mean?
Called away to shelter. Everyone has to take shelter because of the storm.
Wait!
I'll be back. After the storm passes, I'll be back.
After the storm?
It'll either be me or somebody else.
Somebody else? What are you saying?
Sorry, I have to go now.
Oh, please, wait!
Goodbye for now.
This is impossible. We're totally cut off.
This is impossible.
How will we live?
I can't see how.
Hey, guys. I had a dream that I was stuck in an elevator for days and days.
Oh, but Jordan.
And someone kept promising to rescue me, but somehow it never came about that they did.
How does the dream end, Joey?
In my dream, I wake up, and I realize it was just a dream.
But you wake up in your dream. It's still a dream. You're still asleep. You wake up in your dream.
That's right, I do. And do you know what I say when I wake up?
What do you say, Jolene?
I say, thank God. That was just a dream.
But you're still asleep, stuck in an elevator. Oh, my. Is that... Do you think the mechanism came unjammed, or...
Maybe, but I really don't like that sound very much at all.
The lubricant has fully penetrated. Everything is lubricated now.
Oh, we broke free. We broke free.
Oh, my God, we're falling.
Oh, God! Oh, how long can it last?
There isn't anything to do. I wish there was something to goddamn do about this!
I'm flying! Look at me! Look at me!
She's right!
We're waiting.
We can fly! Whoa!
Come up to the ceiling!
I'm coming, Jolie! I'm coming up to join you!
How can we fall this far down? This is impossible!
It's happening! It's really happening! Woo! We're in free fall!
I've got the black canary inside me now!
But don't you see? We can't fall this far down the elevator shaft! We've fallen past the cabin! We've fallen past the floor!
Canary! I ate a canary and now I can fly! I can fly!
No, listen to me! We've fallen past the shaft! Bottom, nothing can go this deep. Nothing. Oh, my God. We're falling into the earth.
Maybe we'll pass straight through.
We're headed toward the center of the earth itself.
Maybe we'll pass through and we'll come out the other side.
Nobody can fall this far.
Come up and join us. Come up to the ceiling.
No, you come down here. Flying like that is really dangerous for you. You come from here, Jolene. Come down here with me.
Let me go. This is my chance. You let me go. I want to fly.
This is not a dream. Here.
Just let me through.
I'm sorry, Jolene. I have to keep you safe.
Oh, let her go. Why don't you come up here with me? Get off the ground. Spread your wings. This is great. Ooh, this is like nothing ever before. Whoa, what? Oh, hell.
Watch out. We're stopping. Watch out.
Oh, we're stopping.
Oh, hang on, Jolene. Are you all right, Jolene?
My, oh, my. His neck doesn't look right.
No. No, it doesn't.
Oh, my.
I think he's dead.
Yeah. He's broke like a match.
Yeah. He's dead, all right.
Yeah. He's broke and he can't be fixed.
He can't be fixed.
But not...
I'm sorry.
At least he got to fly.